Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Five Things Podcast. I'm talking over Ray because he's here.
Yes, I am.
And George.
Yeah.
And YOLO.
What is up?
And we're drafting Halloween slash horror characters slash spooky characters slash who knows? We'll see.
It's your boy, Skinny Penis.
Halloween characters, October characters, anyone who's born in the month of October.
Okay.
Anybody who's lived through October.
Tom Hanks.
Anyone whose name starts with an O, it's just the editing. We're throwing
okay, all right.
Also animals.
Yu-Gi-Oh characters.
Hell yeah. Listen, I'm drafting fucking...
Bones.
I'll draft... fuck that. I'm drafting Merrick. Scary.
Oh, my goodness.
Not Bakura?
Not Bakura.
You know, Bakura is pretty scary. I forgot, yeah. It's like, my deck's a Ouija board, Yugi. Ouija, yes.
He's obviously fangirling over Bakura. I mean,
yeah.
I'm taking Pegasus. Yugi boy.
Yugi boy. I'm cheating because my eye lets me see everything.
All right, so I need a random number 1 through 100.
Baby,
do
okay. 1 through 147.
I got 19.
Oh, we're picking numbers. 51.
92. Yellow wins.
When is the numbers draft gonna be?
I'm drafting. That's a shitty podcast. Can we please? Can we do like a bunch
April
of?
April 1st. I want the numbers.
Then we could do the Colors Five Thing podcast right after.
Hell yeah. Magenta's my shit.
Dude, fuck that. Crimson all the way. Alright, so I go first because I'm the best. Danny goes second because he's stinky. Ray goes third, and then George goes last because he shit his pants like a little baby, man.
Well, go ahead. Lead us off with your favorite, most best Halloween character of all time.
Dude, I don't know if I should feel insulted or happy that I didn't get a reason.
Remember the villains podcast where I revealed I've only watched one real slasher horror movie?
It's all come full circle.
So I'm picking Chucky because it's the only because I watched The Bride of Chucky and that's kind of spooky.
I think you might have broken Danny's.
I don't know. You know? Yeah, Chucky. I'm fucking scared. I don't know why Danny. I think Danny just needed someone to fill this podcast. I don't watch horror shit. Chucky.
You could have picked spooky characters.
Spooky. Like it doesn't have to be scary.
A ghost. What
the fuck is... Oh, it's so spooky. I'll stick with Chucky. Chucky's, you know... I had more nightmares about Chucky than I went with Bones.
If you could think of any, like, emo people, you could pick one of those.
Oh, can I change my pick to all of Green Day?
Nope, you picked Chucky.
If one of us take Green Day before then.
No.
I just want Billy Joel Armstrong.
Chucky's
good. Cool. Chucky's actually a good pick.
I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast. I think Ray knows it, but when I was young, my parents, I was afraid of Chucky, so my parents put a My Buddy doll in front of my bedroom with a knife in his hand.
Yep.
So I would not run to their room when I have nightmares.
Your parents are assholes.
I wonder why you would have nightmares.
Your parents are fucking dicks. Chucky, I think what got me to watch Chucky was I'm like, yo, it's kind of creepy. And then he said some really dumb, not funny joke. But as a kid, I'm like, haha, boobs. Said boobs. You know?
I'm trying to think if there are boobs in that movie. I think the doll's boobs are shown.
Well, yeah, there's definitely boobs in Bride of Chucky.
Doesn't
it start with him trying to, like, bang a human lady?
I don't know, probably, yeah.
No, it starts with Jennifer Tilly pretending that she's going to bang a guy and then she kills him.
Right.
But I don't think Jennifer Tilly goes topless.
Oh, well, that's upsetting.
No.
That's upsetting.
It is not bound.
You know, I think in... 2020 is almost over, thank God. 2021, topless Jennifer Tilly. Get that trending, guys. hashtag five things.
Your choice is old school Chucky, not the new Chucky.
There's a new Chucky?
There's a new Chucky played by Mark Hamill. Voiced by Mark Hamill.
Wait, wasn't he the old Chucky?
No, the old Chucky was just another guy. I forgot his name.
Brad Dourif.
Yeah, Brad Dourif. He's like the original Chucky.
Which one was in The Bride of Chucky?
That Brad Dourif.
All right. Mark
Hamill was only the one last year.
There was a one last year?
They remade it, yeah.
Why don't we remake everything? What hasn't been remade?
Starship Troopers.
Did they remake Scream? Did they remake Scream yet?
No, just a sequel. Yeah. Just a sequel 10 years later.
Four felt like it was like a revisit.
Oh, well, they did a TV show. I haven't watched it. I don't know what it's about.
Oh, yeah, there's a TV show where the mask is like not as melted, but looks more melted, which is weird.
Hmm. Well, I guess we can go to Ray.
No, it was me.
Oh, right. It was Dan. It was Dan.
Yeah, let's not forget.
I forgot my own order. Yo. Crazy.
Wait, we didn't even get George's thoughts on Chucky.
Oh, George, thoughts on Chucky. I bet you like him.
It's a doll.
What do you think about Charles?
Yeah, do you call him, in England, do you guys call him Charles? Like, oh, we just saw Charles.
What?
Yeah, the whole movie's called Charles.
I mean, that sounds exactly like him. I'm not going to lie.
The Bride of Charles. I love it, you know. So good.
Oh, bit of spot of Cedar Charles, huh?
I love it. Yes. Does Jennifer Tilly go topless in Bride of Charles?
Yes.
Damn. We need to check that out. All
right. Anyways, Charles Lee Ray, good pick. Yeah. We'll move on to mine. I'm just going to go a lot more lighthearted. I'm going to go with everyone's favorite Hot Topic mascot, Jack Skellington.
Ooh, yeah, that's the first one.
That was my first one.
Fuck you guys.
Wow.
Fuck you guys. I'm going home.
Wasn't even thinking about that.
Oh, shit.
You did.
That's
you
why
did
I emphasized
2 minutes ago.
Halloween.
This is Halloween.
There's actually a couple of people from Nightmare Before Christmas who I think could still get picked, but
I was thinking that, you know, Jack Skellington is the Pumpkin King, so like, yeah, come on.
He's got a great singing voice. Yeah. I don't even know who sings the songs.
Me either.
I don't know.
I mostly sing the bad guy theme from that.
It's
song.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Harley?
Okay. Is it Rebecca Black? Oh.
No, it's that black dude in that Rebecca Black song.
Oh.
Kanye?
Kanye did it?
Wow, y'all, that was so racist.
That's so racist.
Bro.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm currently.
This is the worst thing anybody has ever said on this podcast.
I'm currently taking a shit.
Baby Bray would not approve.
Right when you said Jack Skellington, I had to shit so bad. I think
weird.
That's the first.
Damn yeah. You, Pavlov! Do you have memories of watching Nightmare Before Christmas with a shitty diaper? Or something?
I don't know. I just he was like, die pick Jack Skellington. I'm like, oh no.
Oh no.
Shit. Is it because his face looks like a diaper?
His face does look like a diaper. Whoa. I'm gonna let you guys in on a secret. I don't think I've actually ever completely finished that movie.
You know, it took me a while to actually watch the movie.
I saw when it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
like way older than me. I think I was literally in diapers when that movie came out. I know a lot of it from Kingdom Hearts.
I don't think you were born when it came out.
When did it come out?
1993.
Yeah, I was not born when it came out. Yeah,
that's like 10 years before I was born, man.
Yeah, that I can't. I was born
I was
in
1999.
Still got that shit at VHS sitting in my house somewhere.
I know a lot about that movie because of Kingdom Hearts. That's it.
Oh yeah, they do go to Halloween Town.
When you walk away.
Not to be confused with Halloween Town.
Oh, baby, don't go.
Simple and clean is the way.
It's been a weirdly anime night for us.
Night?
Yeah, night. It's night.
Dude, it's not night.
It's night somewhere.
It's 3 in the afternoon.
Hey, if you never sleep, it's always night.
It's 9 o'clock at night, actually.
Dude, England's not a real place.
All right, let's move on. Ray, I think you're next.
All right, I am next. And Jack Skellington's out. So my obvious first pick is Michael Myers, because literally the movie's called Halloween.
That's two of my picks gone. Is this?
Yeah. It's called Halloween, guys. Get good. I won.
I've also never watched Halloween. Crazy.
None of them?
I saw clips of the new one.
Sheer numbers, I would have thought you would have seen at least.
I saw clips of the new one.
Ray, his only horror movie is Chucky, Bride of Chucky.
Oh,
I thought it was another one.
Wait,
too.
I also saw the one. Yeah, there was. I saw Friday 13 when they're in space.
Boom.
Jason X.
Yeah, that's not a good movie.
How it's a great movie.
It's the not. Best one. No, it's not.
I think Jason X is literally like in the top tier of them. No.
100%. Because it's
they're
fucking
also
stupid.
That one is so terrible that it's funny.
Yeah, you know what? It is very funny.
A lot of them are terrible, and like, please make it stop.
You think there's a new one coming out this year?
No, rights are held up.
Yeah, they're held up. The video game's out.
Can we get the rights and make a Friday the 13th movie?
I think you can technically make a Friday the 13th movie.
Someone did, didn't they?
Somebody made a YouTube one, but I mean, like, Jason. Doesn't have to call him Jason.
He's not.
He's going to be, what's the British version?
He's James Voorhees.
Yeah, James
Voorhees.
James
the third.
Hello, it's me, James Voorhees. I was that edgy scene kid in camp, and you guys all made fun of me, and now I'm dead, and now I'm going to kill you.
Instead of a hockey mask, it's a rugby helmet.
It's a rugby helmet, yeah.
Boom!
But guys, we're talking about Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers.
The Will Shatner mask.
You mean, damn it, Michael's already British. Fuck.
Michael Myers. Austin Powers? Because he's also my favorite.
Michael Myers. That's who you picked, right?
Yeah, that's who I picked. Austin Powers. You guys love Austin Powers on Halloween. That's what I watch every year.
I mean, I've seen people wear Halloween costumes of Austin
Powers. If you're not afraid of the Cat in the Hat, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
Is it Baby Driver where they tell him to get Michael Myers mask and he comes out with a Mike Myers mask?
Yeah.
I now see Baby Driver. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
All right. Well, Michael Myers, good pick.
Michael Myers, great pick.
We're speed rounding this because Yolo has to be gone in an hour.
Okay.
George.
You know that Norman Bates guy from Psycho.
Norman Bates,
American Psycho.
No, decent.
Christian Bale.
That's Patrick Bateman.
That's Patrick Bateman.
We're talking about another Norman Bates. Why are we talking so much about Bateman?
Are you a big fan of Bates Motel, George?
Yeah. It's all right now.
Are you a masturbator? I mean, what?
What?
Oh, George is like 16 and sad and alone. You know he masturbates.
He's not denying it.
Yeah.
I know a psycho. Yeah.
I watched it like twice.
The 60s one? Or the Vince Vaughn one?
60s one. Not the Vince Vaughn one.
I've never seen the Vince Vaughn one.
I saw some of the Vince Vaughn one.
There's a Vince Vaughn one?
Yeah.
Yeah. They like a shot for shot remake.
Aw, Vince Vaughn ruins everything.
Basically.
It was weird. And it feels weird because it's like shot for shot, so like it's, you know, it's a 60s movie, but it doesn't look like a 60s, like, you know, it's weird.
Are we picking the 60s one?
I like Norman Bates. I like Psycho a lot. Yeah. I think I have it on Blu-ray.
You like it a lot? I didn't know you liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Likes a lot of people.
I mean, it's just chocolate syrup.
What?
So, talking about the blood.
The shower scene. The blood is chocolate syrup.
Apparently, you like it a lot.
I thought that was a well-known fact. I apologize.
I thought I even saw that Hitchcock movie where he makes Psycho. I forgot. I think it's just called Hitchcock.
No, it's called Hancock.
I think there's literally two Hitchcock movies that came out.
You're thinking of Hancock? No, You're thinking of Hancock.
No, we're not talking about Master Mason anymore. It makes sense. Think about it.
Yeah, because the homeless people love to jerk off to kill time. Anyways, YOLO.
Hey.
Second round.
I've seen the first Scream movie. Let's go with the Ghostface from that one.
Oh, see, hey, you know his name, Ghostface.
You actually call him Ghostface. That's actually pretty good.
I would, yeah.
You're talking about Ghostface from Scary Movie, right?
No.
You're talking about Ghostface Killer, the rapping artist, right?
Yeah. I'm down with the
weekend. I'm the champ.
I'm the champ.
Yeah, sure. The first one.
Yeah, there you go.
Was a good movie. And then I never seen the other ones. I assume all the other ones are bad.
I think two is good.
I haven't seen them in forever, but I hear two is good. I think three
because
is
like
bad.
One is like not parody, but you know, like it's the tropes of horror movie, and two tropes of the sequel stuff about other horror sequels.
And the third,
and
they get real meta.
Three pulled off a cliff. Yeah.
I actually like four. Some people don't like
four. Four's with that hot chick, right?
Most horror movies have hot chicks in them.
Yeah, but the blonde one.
Hayden Panettiere.
Okay, now you made it worse. I thought you were talking about Alice Brie.
Is she blonde? Who cares? I don't know. Whatever.
I think you're talking about Hayden Panettiere. I don't remember who. Oh, Emma Roberts is the other one.
I think. Are you thinking of David
Arquette? Maybe I was talking about Emma Roberts. She's like close to my age. No, that's probably what I meant when I said hot.
David Arquette is pretty hot, but I mean.
Yeah, I like those movies, and by those movies, I mean the first one. The killers were cool. You didn't see it coming, or maybe you did. I don't know. You had the dumb one.
Emma Roberts is not close to your age.
Is she not?
She's same age as me.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Get out the way, Grandpa.
And you don't want to date Danny, so.
Oh, he's old.
I mean, it's better on Fabulous.
You
didn't get that reference.
No.
Fucking.
And then the boyfriend was the killer, and you're like, oh my god, what?
Oh my god.
They're gonna kill her! Then they're gonna kill me!
Oh my god!
You completely forgot about Matthew Lillard.
Alright.
You know, that's a horror movie icon, I would pick that.
Oh, there you go. Oh, Danny, pick it right now, do it.
Do it.
Do it, Danny.
They're killing her.
I'm just gonna go with
Trolls 2 guy.
Villain runner up Freddy Krueger.
Oh,
Freddy Krueger.
Dude, he should have lost to King Ghidorah.
He should have won the whole thing.
No.
He should not have.
Fuck you. Who won again? Thanos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joker should have not been eliminated when he got eliminated.
I'm gonna rewatch. Oh my god, yeah. King Ghidorah survived thanks to me and Danny and coin flips. I'm gonna rewatch that later.
That 50-50 ruined everything.
That was the best. We need to do more tournament brackets and have only four people. Fucking terrible. We need to fucking dog shit. You know, I think I made this very clear during I don't think I've seen a single Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
Freddy Krueger is pretty good pick.
I've seen all of them.
His concept is very scary. Just the idea of him getting you in your dreams so you can't sleep. But if you can't sleep, you just get sleepier. So like you never know when you're actually sleeping. Very scary. And he's cool.
I assume those micro nap things is a real thing.
From the new one? I actually thought that was like I think that's the best part of that about that movie, you know? The whole micro nap thing.
Is that only for the new one? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they introduced that in a new movie where it's like micro napping where like you're literally like falling asleep. You sleep for like a couple minutes or like seconds while you're just standing there. But yeah, that's in a new movie.
I need to rewatch 4 and 5. I always forget what those are.
Should you?
Yes.
Which one?
I don't think the worst one.
Dream Child?
I don't know. Either 4 or 5.
Yeah, one of them. Let's watch the worst ones. Let's start with the worst ones.
Some of the worst ones, and it only gets better.
Yeah, let's watch the worst of every movie series ever.
Yeah, Jason X.
Oh, ooh, you're grossly underestimating Jason Takes Manhattan.
I was gonna say you're really underestimating how bad Jason gets.
Oh.
Well, I mean.
Oh, Ray, we get to watch Ghoulies 3. Ghoulies go to college again.
We get to?
Hell yeah.
I thought you said Goonies 3. I'm like, there was never a Goonies.
Guess
2.
What else we get to watch? Trolls 2. Oh my god.
Trolls World Tour?
Oh my god. They're gonna kill her. They're gonna kill me. Oh my. Scoob. Like.
George, you weren't on the Villains podcast. What do you think of Freddy Krueger?
Do you know who he is?
Yes, I know who he is, but I've not really got a lot of thoughts on him.
I think Yellow just came.
Basically.
Yellow came to the sound of your voice.
Yes.
It's so British!
People think British accents are sexy.
Not
George's.
What are you talking about? You just came. So, Ray,
I was
on to you.
I was thinking about Matthew Lillard.
that explains everything.
Yeah, his real slappy wet mouth when he's like,
"Fuck,
oh, he's
Shaggy." All right,
Ray,
give me a Scooby snack.
Pick okay.
I got Scooby snack for you, Matthew Lillard.
Okay, so we.
I don't like this.
Look at what you've done to us. So we said horror, like Halloween icons. That doesn't mean just movies. So I'm picking Pyramid Head.
I also had him on my list.
Boom.
You know, Pyramid Head's good. I've actually played Silent Hill 2. Boom. Silent Hill 2, the best Silent Hill game. Because Silent Hill 1's kind of eh. And Silent Hill 3 is just...
It's so good. You keep buying the bad ones just because, you know, they might be good.
Silent Hill 1 and 3 aren't bad. They're just not 2. Super Eye Patch Wolf made a video about how Silence 3 was just not good. And you should watch it.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy. I've never heard of.
Really?
Me too.
You should. He's a good guy. He does a lot of anime shit. He's done wrestling stuff.
Sounds like I'd hate him.
I hate wrestlers.
I don't fucking know, would you?
Wrestling's gay. I bet you pretend to be a wrestler online.
Yeah.
So moving on.
I wanted to see how quiet it would get.
I too was going to wait.
Yeah, Pyramid Head.
Moving on, like I know you do. Moving on.
We're not doing that draft yet.
Oh.
You got to wait till after November hits.
Oh.
Or I could just bank a ton in October.
Yeah, we could just bank.
We're going to do all 4 of them today.
You can record the November one now.
I'll probably lose it.
I do like Pyramid Head. Head. He's really cool. George, you didn't say anything about Pyramid Head.
He's got a cool design.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Maybe he should have been in the Villains draft.
No, because he's really... I don't want to take too much time, but he's not a villain per se, as he's just like a psychological demon that you have to get past to.
I didn't say he'd get far.
That's like saying depression's a villain, you know? Like, depression's not really a villain.
Yeah, because it's not real, right?
I mean, depression also doesn't, like...
exist.
All right, Evilise. Calm down.
Let's move on to George.
Me.
Danny, you should get rid of Zammy and Becky and just play Evilise and always say depression's not real.
Lol.
Then I'd just be playing myself.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna pick a big old Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Whoa, Beetlejuice. Hey, stop.
That's the last time I can say it.
More like Beetle D's nuts.
That is more like it, but...
I know Beetlejuice. I've seen that movie.
Yeah,
he's cool. And, he's a funny guy.
Afraid of anything.
Striped. Yeah. I know patterns and shit.
Turns into a giant snake.
Makes people, you know, do stuff.
Hmm.
As his head is small.
Yeah.
Went to Hawaii in that movie that didn't exist.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice is good.
It's a very good movie.
I haven't seen it in a long time. I probably need to rewatch it.
Yeah, yeah. I own it, but I haven't seen it in a long time. I'm going to watch that. Beetlejuice is very good, guys.
Yeah. I, of course, would have taken Lydia Dietz.
You can still take it.
Nope, she's off the table.
It's the principle.
Oh my goodness.
Just like nobody can take anybody from Nightmare Before Christmas.
I don't think that's what that is.
Damn. Or the Halloween franchise.
Damn.
Or any other video game.
Damn it. No, you can still take it. You just can't take people for Silent Hill. Speaking of, I'm gonna pull a Ray and pick someone that's not from a movie. I'm picking Lord Zedd from Power Rangers. Mighty Morphin, specifically.
Is he in other ones?
Huh? Lord Zedd? Yeah. Lord Zedd appeared in, like, a lot of the old ones. He was, like, in Mighty Morphin. He was in Zeo. He might have been in Turbo. I don't remember. He was in Space.
As we established, yeah, it doesn't matter which one.
Yeah, he's in the Turbo movie, right?
Lord Zedd, I think so. I think he makes an appearance. He's not like a villain, but he's like, me and Rita are getting married again. And then the villain's like, I'm gonna get married because fuck Rita Repulsa, and then she tries to get married to a giant lava monster. And then Tommy's like, oh no, they're gonna sacrifice Kimberly. Oh, Power Rangers. And then like they save the day or something. I don't know. Turbo movie wasn't really good.
And they did a backflip at the bad guy's not even having.
But Lord Zedd is really good because he's a scary guy. He's really powerful. He has like muscles and stuff all over his metal skin, and he's trying to bang Rita Repulsa, so you know he has a heart. Careful. He's a guy who cares. I'm tired of like serial killers representing Halloween and weird pyramid head depression demons and fucking Jack Skellington. I want a guy who's a scary guy, but deep down he's just trying to do what's best for his wife because he cares.
Wow.
He's also a bad guy. George, in over there, is he called Lord Z?
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Do you guys call him the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? Yeah, he's in it. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, in it.
I think one of those is just exactly the name, but with an accent.
And in it.
We totally remake every single show ever just so we have English accents on them.
Yeah, it's Morphin time, isn't it?
I mean, it seems legit to me.
Yeah, you can't see their mouths whenever they're doing the battle scenes.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's Morphin time, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. How often do you guys say in it over there?
In it.
In it?
Like
you should say that in your roleplays as Warhorse, being like, I'm gonna beat Minoru Suzuki, isn't it?
He's from St. Louis. What do you mean?
Yeah, but like you have to give flavor to yourself.
Yeah, but like,
guys, I don't know if this is random or is weird, but I literally just got a notification from YouTube saying someone commented on my video saying you gotta be British, mate.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
funny.
It's the way.
It's 15 seconds ago.
Alright, well, let's move on.
What do you think?
Let's move on now.
He's cool.
Okay, I was gonna say, I don't know if this will be allowed, but it's my podcast. I'm gonna allow it. I'm taking the entire Addams Family.
What the fuck? That was my pick. I confirmed the twins from Shining just so I can weasel in the Addams Family.
Son of your parents. The entire Addams Family?
I'm taking Gomez, Morticia, Wednesday, Pugsley, Lurch, Uncle Fester.
Wait, Lurch isn't family.
He's their butler. He's family.
That's literally what I just said. He's their butler.
When you're a butler, you're family.
You what?
Family.
That was the weirdest Olive Garden commercial.
I don't think I've watched any of these movies.
Adam's Family's a show and a movie and a movie and a show and a cartoon.
I've never seen any of them.
Pick, bro.
Did they? You know, the cartoon had a I know two things about Addams Family. The cartoon had a crossover with Scooby-Doo, which I watched. And I know Pubert Adams. Are you picking Pubert Adams? Is he in there?
Hell yeah, Pubert.
Yeah! Pubert.
Pubert's the baby.
That's not real. Is it real? No, it's not real!
That I don't like this at all.
I don't even remember the grandma's name.
No. I only know Pubert Adams from...
Isn't it just Mama?
Achievement Hunter. It's a great clip.
I feel like it's just Mama.
I tried looking it up on Wiki. Where's the goddamn cast? Oh, here it is. Oh, yeah, it's just a grandmama.
I told you. In your face, with a can of mace, make you cry all over the place.
Wait, Snoop Dogg is Cousin It and the new Addams Family?
Hell yeah, he is. He's like, yo, what's up? It's me, Snoop Dogg.
I think isn't Nick Kroll?
You know what makes a lot of sense? Cousin It does look like he would smoke a lot of weed.
Probably.
I just wanted to know something. Addams Family, I was legit gonna pick it. I was saving it for later. Son of a bitch.
Wait, did you know Pubert is played by girls in Addams Family Values? It's a boy what? Baby. Caitlin and Kristen Hooper.
He's got a mustache.
Crazy. I know.
Oh, when he's the blonde one?
No, just as Pubert. Newborn child.
When it's like...
It's both of them.
President.
Anyways,
Go to Ray.
Love me those movies. Wednesday Addams, my young crush.
How many times you jerked off to Wednesday Addams?
Who knows? I should also take Christina Ricci from Casper. It's a spooky movie.
Hey,
on the list.
All right, we'll move on.
Ray.
Hey, we want some Ray.
Hey, Ray.
That really broke my thing. Okay, I just think the design is cool, so I'm going to pick the Creeper from Jeepers Creepers.
That was also on my list.
Why didn't you pick Candyman?
Because, like, literally there's two more picks I can pick. Because
he's black.
Why didn't you... Whoa, that's true.
Because we're barely at number three.
You don't want to pick Candyman?
Yeah, we're at number three.
So bad. All right.
I'm gonna tell everybody. Ray didn't pick Candyman.
I'm not picking Candyman. I have respect for myself.
Damn. That's even more racist.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, Creeper. He's really cool looking, and I like his lore, even though it's not even that explained in the movies. And
I never saw the third one. Did you see the third one?
I did not see the third one. I saw like a review of the third one, which like went through it all.
Yeah, my dad told me it was bad, so I never watched it. It's like a sci-fi movie, right?
Sci-fi? No, it's between.
No, the like other Sci-Fi movies? Channel movie.
Oh.
An original Sci-Fi Channel movie.
I think it might have been. It looks okay. It just like they made it like in the past one, so like he's like
a new-ish. Prequel.
Yeah, like I think it's between one and two, but he looks different completely. And like they add new rules to him.
George, have you even heard of Jeepers Creepers?
No.
Jeepers Creepers.
I saw the Scooby Doo episode. Is that what we're talking about?
You know you can pick Scooby Doo as a Halloween icon, right?
Halloween?
Yeah.
What's a Halloween?
I don't know.
Maybe speak better English, Ray, and I might pick them, okay? Jeez.
Well, you're totally racist now.
Woo!
Oh my god.
George.
Me?
Pick.
Me? Okay. Have you ever seen the film Sleepaway Camp?
No. Yep.
Are you picking Angela? Well,
no, but I know what you're picking.
I am picking Angela.
What?
Of course you pick Angela.
What is this about?
Just go watch it right now, and we'll wait.
Go watch it. If you like explain it, it's just gonna. It's the horror.
Look
experience.
Up ending of Sleepaway Camp and look at that.
I'll ruin it. They're twins. One of them dies.
and twins.
One of them lives.
She goes to camp. People start dying.
They sleep away.
They find out that it's her, but actually she was the boy who died. Or it was the girl who died and the mom.
The guy's like, you?
Mom pretended it was the girl.
And then they get killed.
And then she takes off her pants. She has a dick.
Yeah,
well, she didn't take him off.
She's
like,
big out
head, stands up and goes, what?
This, George, this movie's terrible.
It's amazing, trust. Watch it.
Why'd you pick Angela?
There's a Fat Friar death scene in there as well.
Yeah.
So that's great. You love to see it.
Someone dies by curling iron?
Yeah.
Damn, y'all remember more than I do.
The curling iron.
I've never even seen the movie. I've just seen so many things about it that I know all about it.
Yeah.
I actually saw Sleepaway Camp 2 before Sleepaway Camp 1.
There's a second one?
There's like
there's more than there's like,
oh no.
There's two sequels and then like a new one. Like two of them continue the story and then there's one that's completely new, like a couple years ago.
Right.
Anyways, the less said about Angela, the better.
Well, Angela, you see, is a very captivating character.
George, she has a penis.
Yes.
George identifies because he was bullied.
She's flat as a board, but she needs a screw. Come on, guys.
I was not prepared for that.
Okay. It's in the movie.
All right.
I'm making great references right now, guys.
Is this my fourth pick?
Yep. I'd say this is the best pick.
All right. Anime or not as anime? Pick one.
Not as anime.
All right, I'm picking. I'm picking Albert Wesker from Resident Evil, the video games. I don't know if he was in the movies, but they're bad. Albert Wesker. He's really cool.
He's 100% in the movies.
Yeah, I'm not picking that. I'm picking the video game, specifically the video games. All right,
so you pick Albert Wesker
from the movies. No.
So Albert has that fight with Alice in Resident Evil Afterlife.
Nope.
And it's really cool. They have the dogs in there.
No. Burn it. Burn it all.
He throws a piece of glass, and then Alice kicks it, and it cuts the dog in half.
Are you picking the Sean Roberts one or the Jason O'Mara one?
No, neither.
I think the Sam one.
Or Ouroboros. You know, so he's like, you think it's like, oh shit, he's a cool cop guy, and then he's like, I'm not a cool cop guy. He's just a crazy dude. He's really cool. I think he wants what's best for the world. And by that I mean killing it with disease, and maybe he made COVID. Oh shit! Whoa.
I've only finished Resident Evil 2 and 4.
What's the one we played? 5?
Yeah.
No, was 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's in 5. Wait, no, he's not in 6. He's in 5.
I don't think I remember him in 5. I don't know.
I don't think we got that far.
Is 5 the one where you're in the swamp town? Which one is that? Is that 6?
Yeah, where you're killing all the natives?
Yeah,
you're like in alligator land.
Fuck those chainsaw guys.
He's in. Yeah.
Oh, it says he's in 5. I just saw a picture of him next to a 5.
He's good. He's cool.
Is he, though?
He is. He's really cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, and the best thing about him is that fight scene with Alice in the Resident Evil Retribution.
Shut your mouth.
I haven't even seen the last one. Last couple.
I get those movies confused with a different bad movie. What's the movie where it's the hot lady fighting the werewolves?
Underworld?
That's Underworld.
Yeah, I get the Resident Evil movies confused with that.
Yeah, remember, we have to watch the bad of every series, so Resident Evil, one of the last Resident Evils.
Okay. What Underworld movie are we watching?
I don't know, all of them?
The question is, Danny, are you picking the hot chick from Underworld?
Let's watch some Blade Trinity, guys.
I am not.
You're not picking? Who's the fucking actress's name? I'm having a fucking stroke. What's her fucking name?
British.
Kate Beckinsale.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick the last horror movie to give me an actual nightmare.
Uh-oh.
And that is Samara from The Ring.
Darn it. Why?
What about the grunge?
Stop picking my shit.
Nobody likes the grunge.
Bad movie.
You go to the grunge.
Wait, the grunge?
Is that Kurt Cobain movie?
Hell yeah. That one scared me. The lady from the Kurt Cobain movie?
I didn't say the grunge.
Was that Courtney Love?
Why did I say the grunge?
Yeah, Courtney Love's my favorite horror
movie. Courtney Love is the, like, the scariest horror movie.
Oh, fuck, dude. Shit, my pants. I know who I'm picking next.
Courtney Love from the grunge.
Courtney Love from the grunge.
Oh, you fucking wish. I don't even think this counts, but whatever.
I mean, okay, so Samara is a good pick. I had it on my list.
I don't, when did that come out? 2001?
That's the last horror movie that you ever had nightmares about?
Yeah.
What about
the other ones? Are just what, dreams.
You haven't had anything that ever made you feel slightly uncomfortable, or is it
like if you sat on
something? No.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, there's like
in 2002. That feels late to me.
All right, I carry on.
Did you see the new one?
I did. Rings.
Was it good or bad?
It's bad. Where they play the ring on an airplane, and everybody watches it, and then the airplane goes crazy, even though it hasn't been 7 days. It's only been like
Why did they go crazy if it hasn't been 7 days? Oh, because they're trying to cross time zones. It makes sense. Don't think about it too much.
Wait, time zones that make a...
Yeah, it makes sense. 7 days.
Well, they go around the world like 6 times.
Don't check the writing credits for The Rings. I'm one of the writers. Is it bad as in like terrible, or is it bad as in like, oh, it's kind of funny how bad this is?
No, it's bad as in bad.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ray, make a pick.
No, we're still talking about The Ring.
I got 30 minutes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we got 30 minutes to do six picks.
We're in the home stretch.
Six picks, but that was five.
Big run.
No, I mean six altogether.
Oh.
George, have you seen The Ring?
No, but I've heard a lot about it.
All right, good good analysis.
Samara, yeah. Pretty good.
But I was like staring at my TV, be like, that shit better not turn on. That static.
All right, so just come
out of the screen, you're like...
My last pick is my next pick is Pennywise. It, the It creature.
Do you know what? I didn't even think about it for some reason.
It always we float down here.
It's really good because he literally turns into your biggest fear. So
no, he turns into a clown. No, he turns into a clown.
Yeah, he turns into a clown and he turns into your biggest fear.
No,
werewolves, spiders, and
but he doesn't do that in the movie. It's always lepers. Always a clown. It's clown.
He's not though.
He literally turns into everything else in the movie.
Nope.
Every time and the TV show. Scary. That's him.
Danny, I've never seen the movie or the TV show or anything. I haven't read the books. I know about the orgy scene. Does that help?
Damn.
Actually, that does help a lot. But yeah, that guy. He turns into your biggest fear. It's really, you know, that's what we're drafting fears.
George, I assume you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. It's not, it's called In It. And British. It's not called It. It's called In It.
It's like two different words, but yeah.
In It? No. Fuck you, In It. Dude. It's in It. It's It.
It's like saying, oh yeah, watch the film called Isn't It.
In It?
Instead of the thing, it's like that thing over there.
In It?
George, how much do you love Pennywise?
A lot.
The Tim Curry version or the...
I mean, they're both actually kind of good.
I like both.
I don't like the actual series, but Tim Curry's good.
That's what I said.
Yeah, Tim Curry's the best part of the series. While the movie is good because I like the other parts of the movie.
And I think Pennywise might have been what started the whole... afraid of clowns thing.
Yeah, I think
some clowns are hot though.
What?
So moving on to George, your pick.
Nope, George already picked.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. We were just talking to him. I had a stroke.
Welcome to the podcast.
I had a stroke. Don't mind me.
Jack Torrance from The Shining. slash the actual hotel. Because it's like...
Slash the actual hotel?
Well, he's from the actual hotel. I think you mean the dude slash the hotel from The Shining. You worded it wrong, but it's okay.
Yeah. That's basically
The Overlook Hotel.
The reason I got more confused with your description.
Well, I mean, it's been just because it's possessing it, really. And he's like, I don't know, becomes one with it.
Isn't it about like an Indian burial ground or something?
I don't know.
No. Maybe.
Yeah, well, I thought the hotel was built over an Indian burial ground.
Damn.
No, that's Poltergeist. But there is like a whole Indian theme to that.
Is anyone going to pick Carrie?
Drew Carrie? Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking scary.
You keep saying was like you don't have a last pick.
But, I really like, Dr. Sleepmore, and they go back to the Overlook Hotel in that movie.
Yes.
Have you seen that movie?
No, but I actually want to.
It is so far my favorite movie I've seen this year.
How many movies have you seen this year?
190.
You gonna watch Tenet?
Get good.
You seem like a Tenet guy.
No, like Christopher Nolan annoys me.
Who?
Nolan.
He doesn't make that movie, though.
He did.
No, he did. Shut up.
You're just dumb.
No.
Ray, have you seen The Shining ever?
I've seen The Shining, yes.
Do you like it?
I saw it like way late, so like.
No.
it's good.
I don't really care for it.
And I don't get the amazingness of it, but you know, I guess.
I think it's just the visuals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like you had like I don't know.
Stephen King hates.
To bear in mind that Kubrick, Stephen King like tortured actors for this.
I think Stanley Kubrick counts as like a scary character.
Stephen King hates it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably because of that. I don't know.
I think he liked the TV one, which I don't think I've heard about the TV one.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
And I haven't seen Dr. Sleep yet, but I think it's on HBO. I'm planning to watch.
It is. That's how I watched it.
Ooh.
Got that Max.
What?
What?
I ain't got that Max.
Wow.
I got.
All right. YOLO. Final round.
All right. So I'm picking a real horror icon. A real, like, when you think of scary people, like just genuine monsters, you think of this man. He is
Bill
the
Cosby.
Juice. It's O.J. Simpson.
Oh no.
From Airplane.
No, just from life.
You're taking Cuba Gooding Jr. as O.J. Simpson?
Oh, fuck. Cuba Gooding Jr. Oh, shit.
From the...
What a guy. What a...
Who are you getting hot just thinking about?
Let's get down to Brax. He didn't kill them, but if he did, this is how he would do it.
Yeah.
So it proves that he would, you know.
He was too weak to do it, even though he had just made a training video the week
before. Yeah, because he's too weak, except he's a star football player.
Yeah.
he was retired at the time.
He could still kill people.
Yes, he could.
I agree with
I googled O.J. Simpson, and the first thing that came up was O.J. Simpson denies being Khloe Kardashian's father on Twitter. Weird. Weird thing that I just saw there. Okay.
That's a thing that a lot of people think.
Wow.
That just makes him more evil if he's a father to Kardashian. That furthers the fact that he's a monster.
I agree with the theory that his son killed her and he's covering up for him.
I did not know that was a theory.
Isn't his son like 12 when that happened?
No.
Well, I mean,
how old is he when they died?
Halloween.
I don't know. I don't know everything about O.J. Simpson.
I don't know why, but I just thought of the scene in Tropic Thunder when the little kid is stabbing Ben Stiller in the back just with little jabs. Like, that's the way the little kid
hurt. And Ben... Oh, shit. Oh. Guys, any other thoughts on O.J. Simpson?
He's
innocent.
The Chase, is that fit. You?
The glove didn't fit.
Chase, the glove. Full shit. Do we know Chase supports OJ or not? Do we have fact that he?
I don't know.
He was supposed to be on this podcast, so.
So give us your thoughts on what Chase thinks, because you're technically Chase right now.
What do you think, Chase?
The glove didn't fit. He's innocent. He was really good in Airplane. I just want to watch Airplane again. He was really good in the gun smoking gun movies. Those movies are funny. He didn't do anything wrong. Free my man OJ. Free my man OJ.
Free my man.
That was actually a pretty good Chase.
He's free.
His son was 24.
That was the longest lookup.
Because it wasn't. I just typed in OJ and
ago, motherfucker.
Took forever.
Yeah. All right. Well, he could have done it. You know what? Maybe that's true.
My last pick, I'm going to go with Sam from the Trick or Treat movie. I don't know if you guys have seen Trick or Treat.
You said Sam. I thought you said Sam's Undertale. Blew my mind.
Fuck that.
Maybe.
George picked Sam's Undertale.
Sam is
Sorry, were you saying something?
What?
Sorry, Daddy, go.
Do any of you know what Trick or Treat is in the movie?
No.
Yep.
No.
Okay, Sam is a little pumpkin head with a sack over his head.
Oh, no, I actually do know it.
He's a creepy little boy, carries a knife with a razor blade in it.
You might have seen the image and not know.
Yeah, here, I'll post it in the chat.
Like, the, what's it called, kill count video.
Wait, does this count? Does this work? Yeah, it does. This is what he looks like. And underneath that sack, he's got a weird pumpkin head. Not like the other horror icon pumpkin head. Icon's a strong word.
I don't know about icon.
Have you seen the movie, Ray? Or do you know, you just know who he is?
No, I saw, was it a kill count? It might have been a kill count.
It's not a lot of deaths in that movie.
I know, but like they go through the movie, so like even if it's not as long as it's more than two, they'll.
He's a creepy little boy with carries a sack and a bunch of candy weapons.
And sticks his lollipop in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's actually more threatening than what I made it sound like, but.
I mean.
You made it sound like he's a. Child predator.
Like he's just giving you candy, but yeah, it's not a good scene.
I barely got a message back from Cran.
He's pretty cool. Is he coming down?
No.
Let me get a quick five.
Let's restart this. Yeah.
Maybe he'll pick someone better than OJ Simpson.
I wish you can't. You can't. You can't pick someone better than OJ. You think you can?
I mean,
So Sam, creepy little boy, horror, Halloween, newest Halloween icon. Move on to Ray, your last pick.
I mean, your picks are very, like, baby picks.
Mine are Halloween picks.
You got a little kid, you got a family that has a little baby. You got
I have OJ Simpson.
A guy who molests little kids.
And you got a show for little babies that made YOLO poopies panties.
I forgot I shit on this. I wasn't pooping my pants. I was literally shitting in a toilet. What are you on about? Make your pick.
You were in the toy?
Make your pick. Make your pick.
You've taken all my good ones. I'm going to pick... I like Billy the Puppet. So I'm going to pick Billy the Puppet.
Boo.
Billy the Puppet.
What the fuck is Billy the
Puppet? He's the little puppet that rides a tricycle in the Saw movies. If you see him, you'll know.
He wants to play a game, you know?
You mean Saw? You mean Saw?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is the actual puppet not called Saw?
No, it's Billy the Puppet.
No, Jigsaw is...
Jigsaw is the killer, so no one is called Saw. Very misleading title.
I thought the puppet was Jigsaw.
What could even gave it the name Billy? But they never say Billy the Puppet in the movies, right?
They don't.
They're like,
No, they don't. Where would they, right? I forgot where
So what's all about again? The dude's dying of cancer, and he's like, "Let me kill people because I
have
cancer."
Whoa, spoilers!
Whoa,
oh.
Wait, isn't a...
you just spoiled the third movie?
You just spoiled the first three movies.
Wow,
that was like in 2003.
Now how are you gonna marathon the 11 movie Jigsaw? You
know movies, man.
What's the worst Jigsaw that we have to watch?
Five?
The fifth one?
3D? 3D is the worst, right? No, there's a worse one.
Wasn't there a new one coming out?
Oh, yeah, the Chris Tucker one? Chris Rock one?
Chris Rock is in it, yeah.
I'm a Jigsaw!
Woo! I think it was supposed to be out already, but then, you know, world ended.
COVID?
Yeah.
COVID happened?
But yeah, I like it. It's creepy, and like a lot of modern stuff doesn't really scream that iconic to me. But
I you know, like you can really, you know, I could really make a better movie than that by just being like, oh no, I have cancer. Like, that's not fucking creepy. Yeah. You think I'm scared of someone with cancer? Go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit about cancer.
She's gonna stomp on
you're scared of a football player?
Don't scare me. He killed his wife.
Did he though? Because like he wasn't acquitted. Like he was acquitted for it.
So,
like...
He's not the fugitive. He killed his wife.
All right. Okay. So like.
All right. All right, Chase. All right. Calm down.
Like you know, like find some gloves that fit him, and then maybe I'll believe you.
Calm down. Calm down, George. Make your pick.
It's the last pick of the entire draft.
Yeah. Don't disappoint us, George.
Okay, I'm very torn right now.
Sans Undertale, dude.
Real Natalie and Bruzia.
Pirates, Undertale. Yes, Papyrus from Undertale.
All right, George, you did it. You disappointed us. I didn't think it was possible. I was giving you the benefit of a doubt. I was like, the worst thing you could pick is Sans. There's no way you could possibly do it.
Until somebody sparked the idea in my mind.
Yeah.
Papyrus is my least favorite font.
Yes.
All right.
As a person who loves RPGs, I've never played Undertale.
Danny, why'd you put a photo of Sackboy?
Because we were talking about that guy.
Why is it just a kid in a Sackboy cosplay? That's not creepy. That's Little Big Planet.
It's Halloween. Everyone goes for Halloween in costume.
Is it too late to change my pick?
No, you picked Papyrus. You gotta live with it now.
Because I don't know who that is, I'm disqualifying them. So yes.
Alright, you can change.
It's a skullhead guy.
Only if it's better.
He's a skeleton. Here, I'll...
We're going with Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Lecter? Okay.
No, wait.
Yeah, Hannibal Lecter, wow.
Wait. Wait. Like the dude from.
I feel like there's a very like.
Wait. The dude from the Eric Andre show.
Yes, of
course.
Why are you booing me? I'm right. Why? What? How is he Halloween?
I think George is just afraid of black people.
Yeah, whoa! You didn't kill his wife.
Whoa. I've never seen the Eric Andre show. Is it just like the Tom Green show for like kids?
No.
It's like a new Dave Chappelle show.
No, it's like that at all.
Yeah, no, it's
not even close to that.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
a
mock
of the show, really.
Also like a Tom Green show.
It's definitely not for kids, Danny.
Also definitely the Tom Green show.
Sure. It's like a crazy
tune. Yeah, it's incredibly crazy.
Didn't Tom Green fuck
like
a dead moose?
Like Tom Green's went out in the streets and did crazy stuff, but like Eric Andre does crazy stuff to like his guests and stuff, and people on
the street as well. So
no, well, Tom Green was originally a talk show. Like
I feel like Tom Green.
How I've seen Eric Andre's is.
I don't know if this is a good difference, but like I feel like Tom Green's wacky, but like Eric Andre's crazy. It's like a weird difference.
Yeah.
Green humped a dead moose. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Have you ever been to Canada?
No.
Well,
then there you go.
All right, well, let's go ahead and run through our picks again. Yolo, I forgot who your fourth pick was.
Everyone did. It was Resident Evil.
Albert Wesker.
Oh, that's Resident right. Evil movies.
From the
Albert Wesker.
Resident Evil. Yeah.
So you picked Wesker from Blade, right?
When Johnny Bravo turned heel, that guy.
God damn it! Why do I even try?
All right, so we start. Yolo started us off with his.
You picked Power Rangers and OJ Simpson.
Oh, I didn't try. I swear you.
You were trying.
I wasn't trying.
You quit after the second pick.
Power Rangers. You picked Power Rangers and OJ Simpson. How dare you? How so? That's trying. You know the worst thing is that probably if we did it where people would vote, I might have probably still won because I get two meme picks.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, probably right.
Bro, I had Jack Skellington. I won.
Bro, who cares? I'm literally the Halloween guy.
All right, that's a fun podcast.
So Yolo went first. He picked Chucky, his favorite movie of all time. Ghostface, his second favorite horror movie of all time.
Yeah.
Lord Zedd, his favorite TV show of all time.
Yeah.
Albert Wesker, part of his favorite movie franchise of all time.
Yeah, oh no.
And O.J. Simpson from his favorite football team of all time.
Oh, shit. Wait, you can't say that. No, that's not true. No, that's not.
Then I went second.
Oh, damn it.
Winning the draft with Jack Skellington, followed by Freddy Krueger, the entire Addams Family, Samara from The Ring, and then Sam from Trick or Treat. Then Ray went with Michael Myers, Pyramid Head, The Creeper, Pennywise, and Billy the Puppet, who nobody knows. George followed it up with Norman Bates, Beetlejuice, Angela from Sleepaway Camp, his favorite female character of all time, Jack Torrance, and Hannibal Buress slash some dude from Undertale.
Why did you say no one knows about Sleepaway Camp either?
No, I said it's his favorite female of all time.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I won.
So like obviously you didn't.
I got the biggest coverage.
I'd say I won, but that's like subjective.
I mean, like who's like the guy? The little kid's name is Sam. I mean, come on, you got two Sams, a Sam and a Samara. Come on.
Yeah, and double dipping, bro.
Double dipping. Okay, I got video game coverage. I got new and old movie coverage. I got puppet coverage because I'm the fiend. Like, I got the funhouse. I got puppets. Guys, it all makes sense.
This may be the shortest podcast of all time.
There you go.
It's only 1 hour and 2 minutes. So everybody say bye.
Bye.
Okay. See ya.